Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Now, we've got Theodora in.
Hiya.
And we've also got Father Christmas in. Did you notice?
I love Santa.
All right, so Father Christmas is in, but I'm pretty sure you're Terry Rampling.
Exactly. I've been called a few things, but Father Christmas I'm not quite sure of.
Well, when you came in, I mean, I remember last time you came in with a Christmas jumper.
I did.
And then I met you on the night of your big light switch on and you had some really wacky suit on.
Oh, love it.
Exactly.
It was great. You would love it too.
I needed to be there, not going to lie.
Well, as you, as the main man to turn the lights on that wonderful evening.
Well, it's a pleasure, absolute pleasure. But you're a star because the beard thing is, we'll come to the lights and the mummies in a minute, but you start growing a beard when?
Well, it was when I around October time, and now you're commenting on this wonderful beard I've got at this present moment.
Do you know what I think you should do now? And you're going to hate this idea. You know what I'm thinking,
don't
you?
I know what you're thinking.
I think you should keep the beard and raise some money and have a shave. Try and raise £1,000 to get that, you know, get that beard
off.
Oh,
I was thinking something different.
Oh, what were you thinking?
I think grow it out and be Santa.
I'm glad you're all discussing me.
Oh, you've got two options.
Yeah. I have. I think I'll just sneak away.
What, and shave it off?
Yeah.
Come on, you've got another opportunity of raising another £1,000 here.
God, I couldn't raise any more money. If you want to sort it out or organise it, I'm behind that, but I don't mind holding on to it for a while. But
is Sue listening?
I expect she's hiding.
All right, so Sue, if you are listening, I think you ought to be. Don't let him. When's this going? Is it a big moment when you shave it off?
No. Just sneak away into the bathroom and shave it off.
Okay. Well, are you going to do this Friday?
Well, I was going to do it Friday.
I would wait now until. What do you think?
I like your idea, actually.
Let's raise some more money.
But how are we going to do that?
I don't know.
There you go.
How do you? I mean, let's say you got all this publicity. You've made £4,500. That's incredible.
That was wonderful this year because, like this year, there's a far more houses what put the Christmas displays up this year. What was all fantastic, and they're all raising, or a lot of them are raising money for different charities, like myself, like what I've been doing for the last 22 years. So the money what's been raised, not only by myself, all the Christmas lights throughout the Isle of Wight, has been fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well
but
said.
So I raised £4,500 this year, as you know, for Daisy Chain, had 2,250, and prostate cancer research, and they had the other 2,250. Well, it was absolutely fantastic for them because a lot of their fundraising hasn't took place because of our circumstances, what's been going on in the last, 18 months, 2 years.
Yeah, honestly, let's just take a moment. Well done, Terry. That's absolutely fantastic. And I know that you've got, got a very supporting wife behind you and so on. I just think that's a wonderful amount of money. And when you think of, you're absolutely right, there's a few other people doing it as well. And I think that's lovely that it didn't encroach on the funds that you would have raised, purely and simply because you've raised 5,000 before. But that's the highest amount that you've done. But this is 4,500. The last few times you've raised 3,000 something and 4,000.
Yes, sir.
And you have a total for the last 5 years.
Well, the last 5 years we've raised near enough £21,289. That's just in the last five years.
That's incredible.
That is incredible, yeah.
So all of those charities, all those local charities that have all benefited.
Well, the nice thing about it, like all the charities of all around the Isle of Wight, and I've only just read a few down on a little scrap of paper here, like MS, Ability Dogs, the cancer unit, the hospice, Medina House School, John's Club, and many, many more. It's Air Ambulance twice. Over 8,000 went to Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, helped the heroes. And so there's many, many, many charities all on the Isle of Wight. Mm. Well, the little Christmas lights up Staplers have tried to help, and all I've ever asked is a donation when they come through the gate. And it takes Sue and I roughly 3 months every year to try and put the display up, to try and organise it, do, as you know, a nice opening night on the night when we turn the lights on. And like now, all the lights are back down. And this is the other nice bit, because hopefully at Christmas, with all the children and stuff like that, when we got the snow machine going and it's a wonderful evening, it makes it all jolly and nice. And now the reward from the money that we have received is helping these charities on the Isle of Wight with the money that we have raised.
I think it's fantastic.
That is wonderful.
Really, yeah. Really do. I think you're a terrific bloke. And, you know, to raise that amount of money and have that much feeling behind it and really care about local charities, I think it won't be long before it's Terry Ramplin, MBE.
Yeah.
Or Terry Ramplin, a.k.a. Santa. So, well done. Fantastic. And on behalf of those charities, they must be well chuffed.
Well, the nice thing about it, even like community nurses or whatever, you know, just one particular charity, it's just nice when you can help other people. You know, we all, in our world, it's just nice to give rather than keep receiving. And I think it's a wonderful thing when you see smiley children who are less fortunate than a lot of us that you can help, either with equipment or different things, even like, as I say, just one charity in particular, say Ability Dogs. It's just so nice what you, the money that you can see, what you have raised through hopefully a bit of fun and Christmas, that it is doing a lot of good for some children or people that it is helping from there on.
Brilliant. Now, you're going to start again in October. Is that, well, when, is that when you start
that's
again?
When I normally start.
Will you come in before you start?
I did this year. I come in and
well, you came in late, didn't you? You came in like November, December, when it was already like a week before you started. If you come in at late September, early October, when you're about to start, okay, and we can start promoting this thing, and maybe next year we can double it and put something in place that if you don't go, you can still make a contribution.
It's just lovely, I feel, like, for myself and the wife, because the pair of us put a lot of time and effort into this over the years, because it is 22 years now. If we do it next year, it'll be 23 years. It's hard going.
Yeah, I'll bet.
To do it, you know, year in, year out, and like the lights, a lot of the lights I've got to throw away every single year, and I take no money out of the money I raise. All the money we raise, we give to the charities. So unless somebody comes along and help and say they will help me with a few lights or different ways, Sue and I really keep it together. So if anyone has got some outdoor lights, what work, and they can help me, that'd be lovely. If someone can come up and help me do a different display with different lights, I'm more than grateful for any help like okay. that.
So you come back in late September, early October, and we start the ball rolling. Okay.
Yeah.
Until then, keep yourself safe, and more importantly, keep that beard. Because
I'm not sure how long the beard is going to stay.
A sponsored shave. Come on, it's got to be worth 500 quid. I reckon even your wife Sue might donate 500 quid just to get rid of that beard. Does she like the beard?
It's growing on her.
There you go. I'd keep it then.
Yeah, keep it.
But try and raise some money from it.
Exactly.
If you can think of a way, or somebody wants to steal the little box outside on my garden wall. It's got a chain on it and a padlock. If anyone wants to put any money into it, they're more than grateful for it. The charities.
Keep Santa at Staplers.
Yeah. That's right. Well, any help I can get, I'm more than grateful, because I hate to say that, or I don't hate to say this, I love to say, like Island Marquees, without their marquee every year, they donate stage gear. They help me to keep the snow machine going and stuff like that. Without other people, and the ladies what knit little Christmas things to hang on the Christmas tree, what I sell, all the money, whatever is raised, always goes to the charity, and 100% every year. So I'm grateful for all those people. It's not just myself. There's lots of people throughout the Isle of Wight what make this possible over that 22 years.
How do you pick the next two charities? Do you do that now, or do you do that closer to the event?
I do it closer to the event, because every year people will always ask me, can I help a particular charity? Like this year I did help Daisy Chain for the second time, but a lot of charities I have helped more than once on the Isle of Wight, because they couldn't do any fundraising themselves. So to try and help them to keep going with all what they do, because they do fantastic work, all these charities, to help them a little bit with financial money is the least I can do. What the public of the Isle of Wight is donating.
All right, Terry, the Father Christmas rambling. Congratulations on a magnificent total. And
congratulations.
Here's to later this year. All right.
And thank you.
You will come back, won't you?
I will come back.
And I expect to see that beard there.
I don't think so. I think the beard might be gone.
No, you can't leave it.
You can't. This is an opportunity to raise another £1,000 at least.
If you can think of a way to, I'll hold on to it. But other than that, I'm afraid it's got to be shaved.
Well, okay, oh, no. We'll fight about that one later. We'll take a break, but thank you,
and thank you for turning the lights on this year. What was, a big thing, because the weather was absolutely atrocious on that night.
It was, wasn't it? It was. I've got to be honest with you. Yeah, it was. Anyway, it was a pleasure. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Quick break, we'll come back with some Sophie George and Girly Girly, and then we're going to chat about Russia. Sorry, you got to go, you're not part of that.